This country loves parades. Super Bowl winners are celebrated on the 4th of July, and traditionally, veterans of wars. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, though, returning Vietnam veterans were met with scorn and humiliation. Today on Veterans Voices, we hear from a Dayton High School teacher who's honoring Vietnam veterans with her students. Bridget Fetterspiel is interviewed by Seth Gordon of the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University.
Can you talk a little bit about what brought you to do the We Love Our Vets event? Where did that come from and what does it do for the students?
You know, Veterans Day is their holiday. And so I wanted to come up with another holiday that we could bring in veterans and show their appreciation. And honestly, we should do it every day of the week. But so I came up with Valentine's Day because we love our vets. I'm going to forget the guy's name, but Will Rogers said, "We all can't be heroes. Some of us have to sit on the curb and wave as they walk by." And I thought, that's great. We can get some flags and I'll line the children up. They're high school students up in the hallway, because you don't see it when you walk into the school. You walk down this hallway and then there's a turn, and at the turn is where the parade begins. We'll walk them through there and we'll wave the flags and cheer them, because some of these guys did not get a parade when they came home, and specifically our Vietnam vets. So the World War II vets, they'll puff up their chests and walk through. I've watched guys get out of their wheelchairs and walk through, waving, shaking hands. And I'll just watch these guys tear up. Several Vietnam vets over the years have just told me that was so moving. You know, I didn't know if I could walk all the way through, because it was just, you know, I didn't get any welcome like that at home. And even, I mean, let's face it, our Afghanistan and Iraqi vets aren't getting their parades. You know, and even Korean vets, nothing like that. So then they get settled onto tables, and we do like a speed dating with the vets, that five or six students sit down at a table with the vet. There's a map for geography lesson and pictures that they can bring in and certain questions that they can ask, like, where'd you serve and what'd you do and why'd you go? And, you know, and then after 10 minutes, we ring a bell and the students get up and go to a new vet. So it's like speed dating, and they get to talk to six different vets. And the veterans love it. Yeah, it's a good thing for my students to experience. And I've tried to share it with other schools to get it going. You know, pick a holiday. We're lucky to have our vets on, you know, St. Patrick's Day. We're thankful for our vets around Thanksgiving, something. So it's a great.
How personal is this project for you?
Very personal. It's definitely made me a better teacher. And I feel such a responsibility to make sure that these stories are stored and saved for the future.
And I feel a real responsibility to take care of those people that I've given so much. And it's hard not to – I think this is the part that chokes me up. It's hard not to love all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're so – they've dug in deep to something that so few people do. And to see them
mistreated, misunderstood.
Yeah, is hard.
Right.
That was Bridget Fetterspiel and Seth Gordon. This conversation took place at WISO as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which visited the Miami Valley last summer. Veterans Voices on WISO is presented by WrightPath Credit Union with additional support from CareSource. This story was edited by Will Davis and created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.